If I had a dime for every time I miss it, I'm telling you, I could bless all of y'all with a pocket full, I'm telling you. I missed it. I have. But you know what, though? I know how to humble myself and go before the Lord and tell him, Lord, look, I missed it. I was just flat out disobedient, Lord. I just missed it. Will you forgive me? Son, I done forgave you. Yeah, that's our God. That's who he is. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. But you got to get to know him for yourself on a consistent basis. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just about to wrap it up. John 15. John Gospel chapter 15. John Gospel chapter 15. I'm going to start with verse 1. And this is going to be, I think this is a New Living Translation also as well. Praise God. And he says like this. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. That remain sounds like consistent. Consistent. He said, neither can you bear fruit unless you what? Remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you do what? Remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I'm going to pause right there for a second. One of my favorite scriptures, man, I found it. I remember when I found this scripture. It been years ago, and I seen that scripture reading, and I said, wow. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Now, when is faith? Just Tyrone, the only one know. When is faith? Faith is now. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we have the petition that is desired of him. And what you got to understand is this right here. God's will is his word. God's word is his will. See, you got to know that. When you praying to the Father according to his word, according to his will, know his plan, know his purpose. And it ain't like I heard Joyce Meyer say this years ago. She said she was praying and she said she liked to throw up when Father God told her, showing her what she was saying. All her prayer was this right here. What about me? 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 She said she had to repent. Because just like I told you, ain't about you no way. It's about that other one that's not here. You know. Okay, Lord. Praise God. This church, CLC, has reached many. It's reaching many. Even though you might not see these seats filled yet, but they're going to be. And you know, sometimes, and I struggle with this, you know, there are many people on my job I've had the opportunity to witness to, and a lot of them got saved, a lot of them got healed, a lot of them got set free from many different things. And I said, Lord, I invite them to church, but some of them don't come. He said, you done the main thing. You got them saved. You told them about me. That's what I asked you to do. But yet and still, they do need to be trained. They do need to be trained. So don't get it twisted, you know. But I'll just tell you something, that's a little side. That's something I struggle with, you know, because, you know, if I would like for if I could get everybody in here that I introduced to the Lord, no credit to myself and no flowers for me. But we could fill up probably that section right there, and that'll be good. But and I struggled. I said, Lord, I said, why? Why? And I'm pretty sure some of the rest of you do the same thing. But, you know, Lord, why? Why? You know, I invite them, but they, you got them there. They know. So now it's up to them. So if you want to be fed, you got to sit down at the table to eat it. And you got to go get it. McDonald's ain't bringing it to you last time I seen. Hey, man, you got to go get it. So praise God. Let me go on. And he says, "If you verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask what you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." Hallelujah. And see, we got to remember, we got to stay before the Father's face. See, because it ain't about me. I feel like, man, it's about my wife. It's about my children. It's about my grandchildren. You know, a lot of them don't even know the time that I spend praying for them, praying for myself, you know, asking me to be that better man, that better husband, that better church member, that better friend, that better brother, that better minister, so that I can represent Christ. That's what I want to do. When I get in the Father's face and I know what he expects, I know what he wants me to do. And I told y'all about that book that we've been reading in the morning time, how it just helped me to see through Brother Hagin's testimony and things that he went through. And it helped me to judge myself. You know, the other day, I was sitting around and I don't know, my wife told me, I don't know, she told me about myself the other day. She did. Yeah, she told me about myself the other day. And, you know, usually I would say something. I don't know if it shocked her more than it shocked me, but it shocked us. I ain't say a word. I just said, okay. I got you. I do better. And I said it with a smile. Did I not, honey? I said it with a smile. And you know what? Because this love that's been shed abroad in my heart, it's growing me. And I'm glad it's growing me. I'm so glad. Hallelujah.